Father, we honor you, we exalt your name, for you are the Lord, you will never change. Thank you for your mercy and for your grace upon us. We worship you, Lord. We exalt you for your love and for your kindness. You are God and there is none like unto you. We worship you, O Lord. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for compassion. Thank you for grace that you have given unto us. Lord, we worship you. Thank you for you are our present and constant help in times of trouble. We worship you, Lord. We lift your name higher. We exalt you, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Lord, we lift your name higher than any other name. We bow before you. We worship you. And Father, we are before you this day. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Tuesday, the 8th of September, 2026. I want you to thank the Lord for his mercy upon your life, for the opportunity he has given unto you to see another day. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and declare over your life as you go today that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I declare today, the Lord go before me and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I declare that this day I move from glory to glory. Today, I am connected divinely. In the name of Jesus, I receive divine connection that speaks to my purpose. I receive clarity in the name of Jesus. Where there is confusion, I receive clarity in the name of Jesus. I stand on the word of the Lord, for he has not given me the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. Therefore, I reject any form of fear, fear of the known, fear of the unknown. I embrace the wisdom of God. I embrace the power of the Lord in the name of Jesus. I declare today the blessings of the Lord is upon me. I am led by the Spirit of the Lord. I declare that I am the head and not the tail. In the name of Jesus, I declare today I call forth hidden riches in secret places of this day. You are released unto me in the name of Jesus. I stand on the word of the Lord. I break every cycle of confusion in my day. In the name of Jesus, I am not confused, for I am led by the Spirit of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I declare that in the Lord, I grow my roots deeper and I bear fruit upward. In the name of Jesus, today I walk in the counsel of the Lord. I walk under the direction of the Spirit of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I silence every negative thought, every whisper of failure in my day. I silence you in the name of Jesus. Every whisper of limitation, you are silenced in the name of Jesus. Oh, I am more than a conqueror in the name of Jesus. Today I embrace the help of the Lord. Today I embrace the blessings of the Lord. Today I embrace supernatural favor, favor in hard places, favor in difficult situations, in the name of Jesus. Favor that is not natural in the eyes of men, I receive today in the name of Jesus. By the word of the Lord, I rise above every storms of life in the name of Jesus. I stand on the word of the Lord. I declare that the hand of the Lord is upon me. The grace of the Lord is made available unto me. The mercy of the Lord speak for me in the name of Jesus. All lines are falling unto me in pleasant places in the name of Jesus. The favor of the Lord becomes my banner in the name of Jesus. I enjoy the consistency of God's goodness in the name of Jesus. Today, my life become a display of the pleasure of his favor in the name of Jesus. Oh, favor becomes my identity in the name of Jesus. Favor in difficult places, favor in difficult situations. In the name of Jesus, favor in scarcity. In the name of Jesus, no matter how few or how many we are, I am the one that the Lord has favored. In the name of Jesus, I enjoy the favor of God without limitation. In the name of Jesus, I enjoy his favor without attainments. In the name of Jesus, oh, I enjoy the favor of the Lord today. In the name of Jesus, I enjoy the favor of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, favor becomes my reference. Favor makes me the preference. In the name of Jesus, I am preferred by the favor of the Lord that is upon me, not by my my qualification, but by the favor of the Lord upon me, in the name of Jesus. Oh, I say it again. I enjoy favor in all situations of life, in the name of Jesus. For he has said concerning me that he will lift up the light of his countenance upon me and that he will favor me. He has said that the time to have mercy upon me is now, and the time to favor me is now. Therefore, today, favor becomes my theme. Favor is what I enjoy, in the name of Jesus. Lines are falling onto me in favorable portion, in favorable places, in the name of Jesus. Everywhere my name has been submitted, my proposal, my letter, my document, everywhere my name is called, favor becomes my title, in the name of Jesus. I am favored, in the name of Jesus. Oh, I am preferred by the favor of the Lord, in the name of Jesus. It is well with me. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, I want to remind you that by the grace of God, on Thursday, we are going to be having our prayer lunch. Thursday this week, by the grace of God, we are going to be having our 1 hour prayer lunch. By the grace of God, I want to invite you to join us both on site and online. Come, let us pray together. Let us present ourselves before the presence of the Lord. The program is going to start by 12 noon, by the grace of God, at Oluwadamilare Garden, beside National Open University, that is behind Tafu Arena at Ijokudu Junction, Songwelele Road in Ibadan. The Lord bless you, in the name of Jesus. By the grace of God, we are going to continue on our theme of the month, on our anchor scripture for the month. You know, we've been reading from the book of Psalm 121, and our focus has been on verse 1 and verse 2. So today we are going to continue in that line. I'm going to be speaking the word of the Lord unto you, and I'm going to be leading you into prayers. Psalm 121 verse 1 and verse 2. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence come my help? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Our help is coming from the Lord. I do say this, it sounds like a rhyme, but I do say this, that you stop looking up unto your brother abroad, but you should look unto your Father above. It is your Father above that will prompt into the heart of men to arise for your help. Listen, anyone that puts his mind, his trust, his help in the life of a man will be disappointed and be disgraced constantly. But the only constant and consistent help that any man can enjoy is from the Lord, because it is God that is the source of your help. It's God that will give you, make you enjoy all the dynamics of his help. I pray for you that this month you will find the help of God. God will bring solution to every persistent problem of your life, in the name of Jesus. I don't know what situation you are going through that seems as if it has defiled the help of the Lord. It seems hopeless. Tell you that this system, it is not a system that God can solve for you. But I tell you, there is nothing that is greater or bigger that God cannot solve. I pray for you that you will enjoy divine intervention of God's help. Listen, beloved, there is something we call the sudden help of the Lord. The help is going to be sudden and directed towards you. It is something that you are not going to expect. In fact, God is going to use the same system to become the instrument of your sudden help, in the name of Jesus. That is why I'm making it a prayer for you this morning. I want you to take this word as it comes to you this morning. That is why I'm praying for you, that that same system, that same policy that is proving that there is no God will be the same instrument of your sudden help, in the name of Jesus. I don't know what that policy is. I don't know what the situation is. But I am saying concerning you that that same system will become the agent of your sudden help, in the name of Jesus. As from today, you will enjoy the consistency of God's help. It is not a one-time thing for you, but the consistent and steady flow of God's help will be upon your life, in the name of Jesus. God's help will transform your life. You will become the evidence of right answer. People will look at you in the same system. They will look at you that, how are you surviving? How are you moving in this same system? Is it not the same system that we are in? How are you making it? Is it not in this same country that everybody is struggling? But as for you, I say it again, God's help will transform your life and you will become the evidence of right answer. You will become the evidence of the one that the Lord has helped. You will become the evidence of right answer in the name of Jesus. Listen to me. The help of the Lord leads to greatness. God's help will lead you to greatness and not to the grave. God's help will not lead you to disgrace and shame. The only help that leads to disgrace, that leads to grief, is the help of man. But as far as God's help is concerned, the help of God will lead you to greatness and not to grief. The help of God will lead you to grace and not to disgrace. So I want to tell you, beloved, stop looking up onto the hands of men for constant help. Men will disgrace you. I have come to the understanding of not looking onto the hands of men from a very young age. No, I have seen people promising others things and at the end, they failed them. I have seen somebody telling us that go and meet your father in the grave and tell him to give you what you are asking for. Despite the fact these are men that has promised that they were going to stand by you. But then these same men will turn around and they will become a thorn in your flesh because they are men and that is expected of them. The only help that will not lead to shame and disgrace, that will not lead to frustration, is the help of God. Last week, I told you about a king in 2 Kings chapter 26. Specifically, we read verse 26. A woman ran to the king and shouted to him and he said to the king that the king should help him as the leader of the nation, as the king, that he should help him. Do you know what the reply that the king gave her? He said, if the Lord does not help you, where can I find help from for you? Where can I find help for you? Many of us, we have looked into the hands of men for help, but we have seen disappointments. Listen, your disappointment in men is not a disappointment in God. Look up unto God and let him commit the heart of men to you. Listen, the treasure of men is closed. It is God that will open it for you because God is connecting their heart to arise for your help. The help of the Lord becomes your daily advantage in the name of Jesus. I speak to your life again that the help of the Lord becomes your daily advantage in the name of Jesus. The help of the Lord brings you out of your littleness in the name of Jesus. I say this to you that the help that you need comes to you speedily. I don't know about you, but for me, as I am talking to you, I need the speedy help of the Lord. I am asking and praying for that sudden help that will bring me out of my situation in the name of Jesus. The counsel of the wicked towards your help is turned to foolishness. You know, one of these days, this month, by the grace of God, we are going to dwell on this for study and for prayer. The counsel of the wicked towards the help of man. The Lord is going to destroy the counsel of the wicked. He will turn their counsel to foolishness in the name of Jesus. By the word of the Lord, I declare a stop to every whisper of delay, every whisper of hindrance around your help. Your help will not be delayed in the name of Jesus. The process of shame and disgrace over your life is canceled in the name of Jesus because you are going to enjoy the constant and consistency of God's help in the name of Jesus. I want you to make it a prayer for yourself as you step out today that in the name of Jesus, I defeat every power that is persecuting my prophecy, powers that is attacking my prophecy. I defeat you in the name of Jesus. You are defeated in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray. My help will not stop. My helper will not back out. I continue to enjoy the tenor of constant and consistency of God's help in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray. I receive the favor of God, favor for help in all measure. I receive the favor of God, the favor for help in all rounds of my life in the name of Jesus. I want you to turn to the Lord this morning. My helper is activated. Help is activated in my direction in the name of Jesus. I want you to declare, I enjoy sudden help, sudden favor in the name of Jesus. Sudden help, sudden favor that is out of the control of wicked men in the name of Jesus. Sudden help, sudden favor I enjoy that is out of the control of wicked men. I begin to enjoy them in the name of Jesus. Oh, as from today, I begin to enjoy the dynamics of God's help from all direction, without limitation, without boundaries, in the name of Jesus. I begin to enjoy the dynamics of God's help from all direction, without the limitations of men, in the name of Jesus. Oh, the help of the Lord appears unto me. I receive help from the presence of the Lord in the name of Jesus. I pray for you this morning. The Lord arise for your help in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. I put the blessings of the Lord upon you as you go today. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace in Jesus' name. Amen. Beloved, remember that the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.